Moncrief on News Talk.
Just in case you didn't know, and maybe not, tonight is the first semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest. Slovenia, the Netherlands, Spain, Iceland and Ireland all withdrew from the contest because of the continuing involvement of Israel. RTE won't even be broadcasting it. So does it feel a bit weird now with the party going on without us? In the normal course of events, Henry McKean would be in Vienna reporting on the build-up, but instead, he's been out canvassing opinion in Dublin. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And you're right, I'd be in Vienna right now. I'd be getting stuck in because I love a bandwagon. And I have to admit, I am a closet Eurovision fan.
You're saying it's in the closet? I don't think so. I think you met that closet a while ago. What would the atmosphere be like there now?
Yeah.
Leaving aside the whole Israel thing.
That's the thing. I mean, you mentioned Father Ted and the lovely horse episode that's going out. And we know the creator, Graham Linehan, isn't happy. And he's basically saying, RTE are using it as a tool of anti-Semitic harassment. But yeah, on that, I visited Eurovision in 24 and 25. And Israel taking part, it meant that the artists had anxiety. The actual arena and basically the whole thing was like a security fortress. You had to go through airport-style security, and it became not about the music, but it became all about Eurovision. So, and I should say Israel. It really was quite tough. And superfans I've approached to talk about this boycott, so many of them, Sean, have actually said, I don't even want to talk about the boycott. I'm just not talking about anything. And like that, I'm not going to watch this year. I'm not going to watch tonight. I'm not going to watch on Thursday. And I'm not going to watch on Saturday. Not because I'm boycotting it, because I need to take a year off. And also, it's just become a pressure cooker. So lots of people are staying silent. So let's have a quick recap from a Eurovision fan and the news editor of the journal.ie, Dara Brophy.
So, Henry, yes. Well, after 2 years of tension and protest at the Eurovision, massive protests at the Malmo event in 2024, more protests, even during Israel's performance in the final last year, booing in the arena, people arrested after trying to access the stage. It all came to a head in December. There was a meeting at the European Broadcasting Union. All the members that make up the EBU had a vote over Israel's inclusion, but also after unhappiness over voting practices at the 2025 contest that saw Israel gain the biggest share of the popular vote across the continent. Reporting uncovered various issues with that voting. It came to a head, as I said, at that December meeting. Most countries that take part in the Eurovision voted to allow Israel to stay in the contest and to reform the rules somewhat. Ireland and four other countries, including Spain, one of the big five that brings most of the money to the Eurovision, announced they were going to drop out. What does it all mean? Well, we've 35 countries left in the Eurovision this year. We've two semi-finals as usual. Israel performed tonight and the final, as usual, plays out on Saturday night. RTE aren't broadcasting it at all. They're not broadcasting semi-finals. They're showing the Eurosong episode of Father Ted on RTE2 on Saturday night instead of the Eurovision. So it's going to be a dramatic week. Israel have already had a rap on the knuckles over encouraging people to vote 10 times via the national broadcaster on Saturday. All of the competitors will have a close eye kept on them throughout the week. And as I said, it all comes to a head. We have a new winner declared on Saturday night at Vienna.
My word, yeah, already there's tons of controversies already there that could boil over. God knows what else is going to happen. So for the fans, Henry, are they going to, you know, the real diehard fans, are they going to still watch it? Has this taken the joy out of them?
Well, of course it's taken the joy out of it. Absolutely. And it's so hard. I know it's not on RTE, but you can watch it on other channels without naming those other channels. You can find it online. But yeah, it's so hard. And around the world, many fans in those countries that you mentioned, including Spain, remember Spain is one of those big five, so a lot of money comes from Spain. Them pulling out leaves of a huge void and a massive financial gap for the EBU. But yeah, even Boy George, he's representing San Marino.
I didn't know he was from San Marino, really.
You can represent anyone you like.
Yeah,
okay. It doesn't matter what country you're from, you can represent. And I think that is a absolutely beautiful thing. But what I will say is that a lot of people are kind of upset with Boy George because he supports Israel taking part. And he talked about, you know, his friendship on the Late Late Show recently. And anyway, so here are superfans and fans from around the world. And we'll start with a Scandinavian.
You're from Denmark. You're participating in Eurovision. Are you happy that your country's going ahead?
No, I don't think they should. And I think there has been calls for a boycott in Denmark too, but apparently not enough.
You didn't get it over the line?
No, that's actually.
I just think there's enough politics going on, and why should we bring it to the Eurovision?
So you think it should be politics free? It should be just about the music?
Yeah,
absolutely. It should always be about the music.
Liverpool hosted Eurovision on behalf of Ukraine because Ukraine had won the year before and it was unsafe to have it there. So in a way, politics and Eurovision have always gone hand in hand.
But let's stop that. There's too much of it. Let's just enjoy the music. You know, it's fun. It's becoming a quite the cult kind of thing, isn't it? So why are we making it all about...
You don't think it should be about war? Shouldn't be
about
politics?
No, no. Like, be about the fun, the music and...
The fanfare.
The stupid like songs.
And you think they are stupid songs, but you still watch?
Sometimes I do, yes. Bucks Fizz.
Well, Bucks Fizz were brilliant.
Bucks Fizz, please come back. Yes. We miss you. It all went downhill from there.
Will you watch Eurovision?
Not this year, I wouldn't. No, not with Israel being involved, to be honest with you.
So you will take part in the boycott that RTE are doing?
Yeah.
You won't watch? Will you have a sneak peek? Will you even look a tiny bit?
I'd watch and see who wins. I'd be interested to, but I wouldn't watch the live performances now, to be honest with you.
It is the 70th anniversary. Yeah. It's a huge year. Five countries are not taking part, including Ireland, because of Israel. For you, has the fun gone out of it? Do you feel it's the right thing to look away?
I do think it's the right thing to look away. Yeah, I most definitely do. And I'm a big fan of Boy George. I'm disgusted by him as well, I have to say.
So Boy George... He supports Israel.
Yeah,
he was on the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
You like him, but you're disappointed with his political
views. I am, yeah. I have to say, I think he's, a bit misguided what's going on in the world.
There you go. Mixed views there. One texter says, I never realised that the members of the Israeli government and Ministry of Defence actually took part in the Eurovision. Woke culture at its best. If anything, I'm only laughing because I can't think of a reasonable argument, so we'll just call it woke, and that actually wins the argument there. Woke culture at its best. If anything, music should rise above politics, and it should be inclusive. But Eurovision is a bit of a joke, so it's kind of expected. Well, you may think it's a joke, but 166 million people watched it last year, so obviously a lot of people are taking part in that joke. And anyway, if music should rise above politics, should Russia be in it? For instance, they invaded a country in the European mainland. They're not there. Another text though says something similar. Big mistake not taking part in Eurovision. Why should have sent the Irish soccer team to Eurovision and Irish singers to play Israel in the football? Another text says nobody cares about Eurovision. It's just for the girls and the gays. Israel isn't on the European continent and should never have been allowed in. Stop denying geography. I think the thing about Eurovision,
it's
Henry...
It's the EBU. It's basically a TV competition between TV networks.
Yeah.
And Australia in it too. So you're right. Yeah. I mean, Khan, the Israeli broadcaster. It's
theoretically,
not, it's
anyone
not
could enter.
It's armies against armies. It's TV networks against TV networks.
Yeah. That's and we tend to be the public service broadcasters. Mm. Given everything that's happening, though... Mm-hmm. Is this maybe the beginning of the end? Because it's not all peace and love and music rising above things. It can't help but deny politics, it seems.
I think so. I think it's peaked. I mean, for me, it peaked when Celine Dion didn't show up last year, because obviously she won for Switzerland. And in Basel, she was due to show up and she didn't. I was devastated. But yeah, I think it's peaked. And the whole point of it originally was the massive Second World War and peace and love, united by music. That's the slogan. The whole point of it was to bring... people together, and it's not doing that. It's actually tearing everybody apart. So it's lost its way completely. We are going to hear now from Eurovision royalty and features journalist with the Irish Independent, and she wrote about this at the weekend. She has a deep dive. Here is Kirsty Blake Knox.
I spoke to Irish Eurovision fans, including Frank Dermody, who is the president of Ireland's official Eurovision fan club. And he said that there had been a noticeable drop in demand for tickets for live shows this year. He believes that less people from Ireland are travelling over to Vienna for the song contest. And he also said that the fan club won't be screening any viewings of the song contest this year. And Irish fans I spoke to also talked about the distinct shift in atmosphere at the festival. If we look at 2023, when it was held in Liverpool, it was very celebratory and joyous. Whereas in Malmö in 2024 and in Basel in 2025, the atmosphere was more hostile and fraught. So I do think for Irish fans, there has been a shift in how they are responding and reacting to Eurovision this year. However, the EBU have stressed that there is still huge interest in it. They have already sold 95,000 tickets, they say, for the show this year or for the live shows this year. And last year, 166 million tuned in to watch the song contest, which was an increase of 3 million compared to the previous year. So it'll be interesting to see how the boycott impacts figures and how the changes in the voting system are going to impact how things play out at the grand final on Saturday night.
That was Kirsty Blake Knox there. That's kind of interesting. I wonder what the viewing figures will be like, especially given that five countries aren't taking part. Three of those won't be broadcasting it anyway, though I think there's a couple of countries that have come back in, which might make a difference to that. One texter says, I'd prefer to stick my head in a bucket of vomit than watch or listen to Eurovision. Well, that's not the only options you have in life. There's other things you can do. Don't mix politics and genocide, says his texter. Being a bit facetious, I suppose. Can we just enjoy the silly genocide without politics ruining everything? What Kirsty was saying there, Henry, are there Irish superfans who are somewhat less enthusiastic this year?
Having secret parties, you know, having a Eurovision party. Don't tell anyone. But I actually think people aren't having Eurovision parties in Ireland anyway. Perhaps in other countries, they are turning their backs. And this is so hard for the superfans. They live for this. Yeah. I'm actually in a superfan fan club WhatsApp group, and I have 1,000 unread messages. So that...
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I can't keep up with them. So this is a whole subculture. They absolutely love it. And for them to turn their back on Eurovision, it's so, so difficult. Here is Kevin, a super fan.
Yes, I think we're right not to go.
You went to Malmo. You were there when Bambi Thug represented Ireland. We came sixth in the end. Israel came fifth. It became very political. There were protests outside. Sometimes they became very heated. Your memories of that time, and do you feel this boycott could go on and on?
I do. I think it's going to affect the Eurovision Song Contest in the future, yeah.
Will you watch tonight?
No.
You won't watch?
No.
Because you're boycotting?
I'm boycotting, and I'm an OGAA member as well.
And that's the Eurovision Super Fan Club?
Yeah.
So you do love Eurovision. Will you even have a little peek? Will you check out tonight's semi-final?
No.
You're staying clear?
Yeah, steering clear.
And how frustrating was it for you that at the end of the day, the EBU sided with Israel and let Israel continue?
To be honest, I just think that it's not supposed to be political, but I think that, you know, they should go with, if there's genocide happening, there's genocide happening. And I think that they should side with, you know, the world, like people, humanity, rather than politics.
This is the 70th Eurovision. We're tied, having won the most with Sweden. Are you concerned that Sweden could, you know, get ahead of us? Does it matter? Is
don't
it
care.
About humanity? Is it about lives?
Yeah, don't care. It's about lives.
There you go. And that's someone who's a deeply committed fan. So this year, if the atmosphere had gone a bit slightly toxic the last couple of years,
very toxic.
What's the atmosphere going to be like in Vienna now?
Well, this is it. I remember spending time with Bambi Thug, who represented Ireland in Malmo 2 years ago, and she said F-U-E-B-U, but she used the full F-U-C-K. Mm-hmm. Don't know why I had to explain that, but you knew exactly what it meant. But we are now going to call up Vienna. Vienna, this is Dublin calling. Clint Dreeberg, an Australian radio journalist, are you there?
Goose got, as they say in Austria, in Vienna, Henry. Yes, it's your old friend Clint Dreeberg here.
the man of the movies from Radio Nova and Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, your Aussie-Irish buddy. Sad that you're not here this year, Henry, and of course sad in general that Ireland is not participating in this 70th anniversary of Eurovision. I'm still here waving the flag and working for my other home country, Australia. Australia's been part of the Eurovision since the last time. It was actually here in Vienna in Austria. Vienna, Austria, the country, were the first to invite Australia to participate at the 60th anniversary of Eurovision, those 10 years ago. And now at the 70th year, we're still in the competition. We're very excited to be here, conscious of the protest that Ireland is making and other countries like Spain are making. But we, you know, are very delighted with the invitation to be part of Eurovision every year since that first invitation. Delta Goodrum is singing for Australia this year. Listeners might recall her from the time she spent with Brian McFadden, but Delta is an extraordinary artist. Her song Eclipse is exceptional, and I would encourage everyone who is still thinking about voting in Eurovision this year to please send your vote Australia way. But sad on the streets of Vienna to hear people, you know, talking about Ireland's participation and it not being present this year. They've in fact engaged with me when they found out my Irish connections, and that's what they're expressing, sadness, total acceptance of the reasons why for the protests, but sad that one of the most, you know, prolific countries in Eurovision is not here this year. So a sadness about Ireland not being here. On the streets itself, you know, I've seen indications there will be protests in the lead up to the big grand final event on Saturday. The first semi-final is tonight, the second semi-final on Thursday. That's the one Delta's in, so make sure you send your votes that way. But yes, nothing really significant, but there are signs that there will be protests leading up to that Saturday grand final. So I'll keep you abreast of that. And yes, a general sadness that Ireland is not here at Eurovision for the 70th anniversary in Austria, Vienna.
Well, we'll see how that goes, or many people won't see how that goes if they're refusing to watch it. No doubt we'll hear news reports about that. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.